She was born on the bayou, but she had to go. The Big Easy was a calling, and she couldn't say no. She hopped aboard a freight train with Slippery Pete. She wrapped up her bandana, went to New Orleans, had a box of matches and a can of beans.
She's real cute, she's got fur, she's a beaut.
Bella Benella Note. Marlene picked her up, but it wasn't for long. Was going to New Jersey for the end of the song. Now Christina finds her amusing.
She's real wacky.
And Daddy-O is real confusing.
Watch out, Zoe.
She's a puppy, though, and jumps into garbage constantly.
Welcome to the podcast, Bella and Me.
Yes, it's time for Bella and Me, episode 3 of this incredible podcast with me, Daddy-O, and Bella.
Bella
the dog wonder.
Yeah.
Have you seen Wonder Woman, Bella?
No.
Do you want to see it?
I don't care.
Okay, how's everything going?
Very good.
Okay, you look like you have something on your mind.
I was talking to Zoe a little bit.
Okay, our other dog.
Yeah. And she keeps telling me about Sheldon.
Sheldon, sure, the Commodore.
And she was saying how much they were good friends and how much she misses him.
Right.
And
they were very good friends, absolutely.
I wish I knew him.
Well, you weren't here.
You know, you like...
You seem a little sleepy, Bella. You okay?
I am a little sleepy. It's a rainy day, and I was napping all day.
Okay.
But you know Sheldon, right?
I knew Sheldon very well.
And...
We called him the Commodore.
Why?
Because he was not really a dog.
No.
He was an alien stuck in a dog costume, and he couldn't get the zipper to work, so he was stuck in this costume, and every time he talked, it would come out as a bark because of the voice box in the costume. He was totally trapped in this costume.
Yeah, I don't think that is
true. He was a Commodore for Planet 25.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to know, where is he now? I want to meet him.
Well, he's in heaven right now with Jesus.
I don't know.
What, you don't believe that?
I do believe it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bella. How about we go to the Word and I can show you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Just one off the top of my head.
Yeah.
All right. Let me show you. Just one off the top of my head is Acts chapter 10, when the Lord sent down to Peter. He saw heaven open up and something like a large sheet began to be let down to earth by its four corners. It says that it contained all kinds of four-footed animals and reptiles of the earth, as well as birds of the air. And then, afterward, it was taken back into heaven. Didn't say the heavenlies, which is like the sky and the clouds and the atmosphere. It says heaven. Another one is actually in the Old Testament, in Isaiah 11, 6-9, and he's talking about the new earth. And he's describing what the animals are going to be doing. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together. And a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together. And the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den. And the young child will put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And speaking about the Lord, he's coming back on a horse. Where do you think he's getting that from?
I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
So let me understand.
Yes.
So Sheldon, he died.
Yes.
Okay. He was old.
He was old. Yes. It was very sad when he died.
And you were sad.
Very sad. Me and Mama. Yes.
And he died. So now he died and he went to heaven.
Right. And the night before he died, Mama had a talk with him. He was having trouble breathing. And Mama said to him, Sheldon, if you want to go, it's okay. Don't stay for us. And she had a little talk with him. That was pretty much the talk. And then the next morning, I went out into my studio where Zoe was laying with Sheldon, and Miss Zoe was looking at Sheldon, and Sheldon had already went home.
So he went home, which means heaven.
Right.
So Sheldon is in heaven.
Right.
So that means that all the animals are in heaven.
All the animals.
So when the doggies die, like me, and when the goldfish die.
Right.
And when the squirrels die.
Right.
And when the giraffes die.
When the giraffes die, yes.
And the elephants die. And when the monkeys die.
Right. You're going to list everybody at the Audubon Zoo?
Well, that reminds me of a song.
Okay.
I should sing my song.
I don't think you need to.
Oh, I think we should sing the song. Oh,
go ahead.
I went on down to the Audubon Zoo, and the monkeys asked for you. The zebra asked, the lioness, they even inquired about you.
I don't know how much more we can sing the song without copyright infringement.
I went on down to the Audubon Zoo. Oh, just by the way.
Yeah.
Do you know where the Audubon Zoo is?
Yes, I do.
Ooh, yeah.
It's in New Orleans.
It's in New Orleans.
Not that you would know that, but okay.
I do know because I have been there.
Gotcha.
I have some friends at the Audubon Zoo.
Of course you do, and I'm sure they're asking for you.
They always ask. For me.
Exactly. All right.
The monkeys ask, the zebras ask, and they all inquire about me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes, they do.
That is
so amazing. I want to make sure that when all my friends, when they die.
Is Slippery Pete, did he die? Did he leave us?
No.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just asking.
Slippery Pete did not die yet.
Okay.
He's old and old. But he is kicking good. He's like a...
I wonder if one day you'll have him on the show.
Yeah, I'd love to have him on the show. He is like a primitive beast. And he'll live a long, long time.
What is he? Is he a cat?
No, he's not a cat!
Is he a mosquito?
A mosquito?
Which, by the way, I don't think mosquitoes are going to happen.
No! No.
Was he a frog?
Mosquitoes? No. I hope there's no mosquitoes in heaven.
Is he a frog?
No.
Is he a squirrel monkey?
Oh, I hope he doesn't mind me saying.
What? What is he?
He is an alligator.
Slippery Pete is an alligator?
Slippery Pete's an alligator. Yes, he is.
Wow. And I don't know that I feel comfortable having him on the show.
He's so friendly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Except when he eats you.
He never eats me. He will never eat me. We're friends.
All right, okay.
Why would he eat me?
I just don't like the idea of an alligator in the studio. That's all.
He doesn't eat dogs.
Okay.
Dogs, he loves dogs.
Right. I'm not a dog, though. I'm a person.
He loves people, too.
Yeah. Can I wrestle him? Alligator wrestling?
I guess you
Because the secret is rubbing them on their tummy.
I don't know.
You okay?
So anyway, I want to make sure I understand.
What don't you... I just read it out of the word.
Let me make sure!
Oh, man. Go ahead.
So when my friend, say Slippery Pete...
when he dies...
And like Zoe's friend, because I never met Mr. Commodore Sheldon.
No.
And all the other animals, when they die, they all go to heaven.
That's correct.
So that means then, when I die, which will be a long time from now, I will go to heaven.
This is true.
Then I'll see you and Mama in heaven.
Yes.
So then that means that we're all going to see each other again.
That's right.
In heaven.
And we'll never die again.
I think that's fun. So then when we go to heaven, we all going to hang around with Jesus.
Bella, let me ask you something.
What?
You keep asking me like this, sort of the same question different ways.
So?
It's starting to get a little annoying.
No, let me make
I'll tell you
sure.
What.
No.
Just because I think,
no!
I think, Bella?
Please, no, I want to ask a question.
I think Mama understands you a lot better than I do. I think I'm going to go get her.
I think she's taking a nap. I don't think you better wake her up. Mm. She'll be angry.
This is true. Oh, boy. This is very true.
What? Let me just finish my question.
Go ahead. Fine. Go ahead.
So that means then when all the animals are in heaven,
right,
we're there with Jesus.
That's right.
So let me ask you another question.
Oh, man.
When we're in heaven and Jesus is in heaven.
Yeah.
Can we play with him?
That would be up to him.
I think Jesus.
I would think probably, yeah. He would probably throw a ball or throw a squeaky toy or something.
Oh, I love the squeaky toy.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Oh, my goodness. It's heaven.
What do you think that is, by the way?
Full of squeaky toys. I love it.
I hope not.
And so I'm going to play with Jesus in heaven. Because, you know, I met Jesus.
Oh, really?
I did.
Okay.
Did I tell you that story?
No, I think I would have remembered that. What happened? You met Jesus. How did this happen?
Well, it was one night. I have to say, I was very afraid.
Yeah? Why?
Me and Slippery Pete, we were on the rails. We were riding the rails!
Of course.
We love riding the rails!
What else would you be doing
now
with Slippery Pete?
We love riding the rails. But on our way...
Wait a second. Does an alligator need to be in water all the time, though?
No, they can just live on land.
But they need a certain amount of water, no?
No! An alligator is not a fish!
I'm just asking.
Oh, God.
Is it an alligator reptile or an amphibian?
Oh, no! Oh, don't ever say that in front of Slippery Pete. No. An alligator is a reptile.
Right.
They do not need to be in
But a frog is not a reptile.
No.
A frog is an amphibian.
A frog is an amphibian.
All right, okay. Anyway, so you met Jesus. How did this happen?
We were scared one night. We were on the freight train. We were all alone. And, oh, it was so dark.
Yeah.
And we were riding on the rail. Mm. And the train was going.
Black night sky.
It was going forever, it felt like.
Right.
And we were scared, and we were scared because it was dark out.
Mm.
And we looked out the big door and watched the farms driving by, and we saw the woods, and we heard all the noises in the woods, and we looked up and the sky was dark.
How did you meet Jesus?
Wait a minute, I'm telling the story. Let me tell my story. We were so scared. And we were hungry, and we were really not knowing what was going to happen. And there was no lights out in the fields and in the woods. And we were lonely, and it was just me and Slippery Pete.
Mm-hmm.
And we were wondering what was going to become of us. We were really getting a little frightened.
Mm.
And then lo and behold, we started crying a little bit, me and Slippery Pete. Shh, don't tell him. Don't tell anybody I said that.
Don't tell anybody?
Don't tell anybody.
Okay, you hear that, podcast here? Don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody.
Especially Slippery Pete.
That's Slippery Pete.
Because he'd be embarrassed.
He was crying a little crocodile tears.
Oh, okay. He's an alligator.
Yes.
And so alligator
we
tears.
We were both a little crying.
Okay.
And then, we heard this rush of wind. We heard a rush of wind.
A rush of wind?
A rush of wind.
Why are you whispering?
Because it was so It was so quiet all of a sudden, and there was a rush of wind, and then we saw a big light inside the train!
A big light inside the train.
And then there was Jesus.
Wait a minute.
Yes!
And then there was Jesus standing.
Yes!
What was he wearing?
He was wearing jeans.
Jeans?
Yeah. Jeans and a t-shirt.
What did the t-shirt say? Anything on it?
Yeah, it had a big smiley face.
Okay. Was he wearing sneakers, sandals,
flip-flops.
Boots? Flip-flops. Flip-flops, of course.
He had flip-flops on.
A hat, wristbands, anything like that? A watch?
I think he was wearing a Fitbit.
A Fitbit?
Yeah, I think he was. That's funny. But anyway.
Podcasty, if you wonder what a Fitbit is, Fitbit, Google it. Check it out.
He was wearing that. And he was saying, oh,
Fitbit, we take donations, by the way.
He was saying, shh. He was saying, don't worry. He calmed the storm. He calmed the storm that was inside the little freight train that was in our hearts.
Oh, he didn't say that. He just said, don't worry.
He said, shh, calm down. And he calmed the storm in our hearts, me and Slippery Pete.
In the freight train.
In the freight train.
Wow.
And we were like, oh boy. And we were so happy. And all of a sudden, in a moment, a flash, just like that.
And then it was dark again?
We were not scared anymore. No more. Well, from that moment on.
There was a flash?
In a flash. Oh, like in a moment of time.
Like, there was like a flash of light.
Lickety split, like that.
Right.
We were like, no scared anymore. No, we were calm and peaceful and happy.
Oh, so
and
you
know what we did right then and there?
What's that?
We curled up and we went to sleep.
Wow.
So and you know what?
What's that?
And when we woke up, guess what?
What?
The sun was shining and we were driving past more fields of green and wheat. And little towns, and we're almost at our destination.
Which was
New Orleans.
Oh, so this was the first trip from the bayou.
Yes, because after that, I was never afraid again.
Wow.
Because I always thought, Jesus said, be calm. He said, shh. And from that moment on, we were so peaceful.
Well, that's an amazing story, Bella.
So, I want to make sure I go to heaven then, because I want to see Jesus again.
Okay. Well, I'm sure he's looking forward
to
that.
He was a nice guy. I like him a lot.
Mm.
And we're going to play in heaven, me and Slippery Pete and the Commodore and all the other animals in the world. I can't wait to play with a lion.
Well, if you at the dog park in Philadelphia was any indication on how you fellowship with other animals, I don't know if you're going to really enjoy
it. Well, I was a little timid, and I have to admit, I think I tried to
let the last episode, you explained that. Yeah.
I think that little fear tried to come back on me, and but if you remember, the next day, I got over it.
Yeah, you were a little better.
Let's tell the truth now. Alright, okay. I'm so excited. That's great. I'm so excited.
Well, that's great. That's great, Bella. That's very, very good. So, we're going to end the show now, and I just want to let you know, Podcastia kids, if you've ever lost a pet, you can rest assured that you will see him or her again in glory.
Yeah!
Until next time, this has been
Bella and me.